Lesson 4. Heroic Witnesses of Faith. King Herod began to persecute the Christians. He put Jacob, brother of John, to the sword. Sensing that this action made the Jews happy, he arrested Peter and imprisoned him, and appointed from groups of 4 soldiers each for security. The intention of the king was to bring Peter before the people after the Passover. The entire church went on praying zealously for Peter. It was in Jerusalem and Judea and their neighboring places, the places of Jesus and his disciples, that the gospel was preached and accepted first. These areas were the part of the Roman Empire. The disciples of Jesus continued proclamation in other parts of the empire. The zealous missionary activities of the apostles led many to Christian faith. The exemplary life of the Christians also inspired many to become members of the church. But the Jews were placing obstacles to the spread of the Christian faith. They made false charges against the apostles and set traps for them so that the rulers may punish them. The priests and idol makers of other religions joined hands with them against Christian faith. Martyrdom of the Apostles. When the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, went to different parts of the world and proclaimed the gospel, many joined the church, accepting Jesus as their Savior. Side by side, there were many enemies too. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. An hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so, they are offering worship to God. These are the words of warning given by Jesus to the apostles. The church suffered persecution right from the beginning, as Jesus warned. We read the history of Saint Stephen, the first martyr, in the Acts of the Apostles. History testifies that all the apostles except Saint John became martyrs. The historian Eusebius describes their martyrdom and the places where they proclaimed the gospel. The Bible records that Jacob, brother of John, was put to the sword by King Herod. Peter, the apostle, was crucified with head down at the time of persecution of Emperor Nero in Rome. Thomas, the apostle, was speared at Chinnamala in Mylapore. Andrews glorified Jesus through his death on the cross. Little Jacob was killed in Jerusalem in AD 62. Simeon, Bartholomew, Philip, Matthew, Judas Thaddeus, and Matthias received martyrdom for Jesus. John, the apostle, was exiled to the island Patmos as a result of witnessing to the word of God in times of persecution. Eusebius testified that later John came back to Ephesus, lived there, and died a natural death in old age. Paul, the apostle, was put to the sword in Rome. Reasons for persecution. From the day of Pentecost to 313 AD, the church underwent a period of persecution. The early church communities had to suffer a lot to retain their faith and to share it. Many lost their lives because they received Christian faith. The fact that many Jews gave up their religion and became Christians provoked the Jews. They were not willing to accept the Gentiles becoming Christians. Hence, they considered Christians as their enemies and thought of ways to destroy them. In Rome, there was a custom of worshipping the emperor as God. Christians were not ready to do that. Instead, they declared their faith in the true God. Roman rulers and heads did not like this. Further, others regarded the prayer meetings of the Christians with suspicions. The declaration of the Christians that they are receiving the flesh and blood of Jesus in service of the breaking of bread made them subject to the accusation that they are killing men and eating human flesh. Christians were depicted as uncultured men led by superstitions. Given the hatred of the Jews, the enmity of Roman rulers, and the ridicules of the Greco-Roman writers, the emperors found it very easy to persecute the Christians. 10 religious persecutions of the Roman emperors are mainly recorded in history. Roman emperors and religious persecutions. From the time of Emperor Nero to Diocletian, Christians had to suffer 10 severe religious persecutions. It was Emperor Nero who started torturing Christians on account of their faith. The torture began with the accusation that the Christians were at the back of the fire in the city of Rome in AD 64. Many were killed. Though the fire did not cause much damage, the emperor himself ordered to kill Christians. Actually, the emperor's own people were behind the incident. Saint Peter and Saint Paul became martyrs at the time of Nero. The next emperor, Domitian, also like Nero, adopted a policy of cruelty towards Christians. His relatives, Flavius Clemens and his wife, Domitilla, became martyrs at his time. During the time of Emperor Trajan, Ignatius, the Bishop of Antioch, Clement and Tellus Forius, two other bishops of Rome, Simeon, the Bishop of Jerusalem, became martyrs. Popes Saint Ignatius, Pius I and Polycarp the Great received martyrdom during the time of Antoninus Pius. Marcus Aurelius killed Christians and sentenced them to lifelong punishment with very hard work. Fortinus of Lyons and Justin became martyrs during his time. Septimius Severus tortured those who received baptism and were preparing for baptism. Those who gave up their faith were set free. Maximin Tras tried to kill church authorities. Maxian Datius set free the people who got certificate for worshipping Roman gods and tortured and killed those who refused to do so. The next emperor, Valerian, compelled bishops, priests and deacons to worship Roman gods. He thought that when they did so, people also would be ready to do the same. But none of them were prepared to give up their faith and adore Roman gods. Hence, many were tortured and killed mercilessly. Cyprus, Pope Sixtus II, Deacon Lawrence, etc. became martyrs at his time. Emperor Diocletian tortured Christians by dismissing them from their jobs and by destroying the Bible and other books. He destroyed churches, imprisoned the rulers of the church, and tortured them mentally and physically. Many saints like Saint Agnes, Saint Sebastian, Saint Felix, etc. became martyrs during this period. In AD 313, the church got back her freedom from Emperor Constantine's Edict of Milan. Yet, many gave up their lives for faith in later times too. Eastern Martyrs. From the beginning of the 3rd century AD, some emperors tortured the Christians in Persia very cruelly. The martyrs who sacrificed their lives for faith during this period are Saint Candida, Barbashmin, the Bishop of Seleucia Ctesiphon, his sisters, Posy, the servant in the palace, his daughter Martha, Saint Maruta, etc. Along with them, thousands of the faithful, including bishops, priests and religious, were tortured and martyred. During the Middle Ages, many gave up their lives in Iran, Japan, Korea, Vietnam and China for the sake of Christian faith. Martyrs of later times. Saint Thomas More, the Chancellor of King Henry VIII, became a martyr in the 16th century for Christian faith and the teachings of the church. He became a martyr because he opposed the king, who desired to give up his wife Catherine and marry Anne Boleyn, her maid. He valued heavenly bliss more than material achievements and accepted the death sentence confessing that no political ruler has the authority to divide the single, undivided church. St. Maximilian Kolbe was a priest who gave up his life for Christian love. During the time of the Second World War, Hitler imprisoned many. One of them escaped. In retaliation, Hitler decided to put 10 persons in a gas chamber and kill them. The persons were decided by lot. The priest, Maximilian Kolbe, offered to die for another person who came there by lot. And thus, this priest became a martyr. Martyrs in India. Among the martyrs in India, John Brito and Devasahayam Pillai are specially memorable. John Brito was born in Lisbon. He came to India as a Jesuit priest. He did missionary work in Madura, taking up the name Arula Nantar. He became a martyr on 4th Feb 1693 for proclaiming the gospel and spreading Christian faith. His head was cut off. Devasahayam Pillai was born in a Brahmin family at Natalam village near Nagarkoil. He was the minister of Maharaja Martanda Varma. He came into contact with Delano, the Dutch captain, and became a Christian. The king imprisoned him as he accepted Christian faith and was shot dead on Mount Katadi on 4th January 1752. There are many such courageous martyrs in Indian church. Sister Rani Maria, Father Arul Das, etc. are some among them. The courage of the martyrs. The faith and courage of the martyrs when they were tortured was wonderful. The conversation between Saint Polycarp, the Bishop of Smyrna, and his judge when he was about to be killed is a proof of this. The judge said, "Curse Christ, and I shall set you free." The saint replied, "I served him for 86 years. He never deserted me. How can I curse such a king, my savior now? I declare truly that I am a Christian." When he was threatened that he would be burnt in fire, Saint Polycarp said, "You threaten me with fire? This fire will be destroyed soon. What do you know about eternal fire? That is meant for you. Come, do whatever you want." When the body of Polycarp was burnt in fire, the hearts of the faithful burnt. The hearts of the faithful burnt with zeal and courage to sacrifice their lives for faith. Religious persecutions did not weaken the church. Instead, it strengthened the church. The courageous endurance and persevering faith of the martyrs attracted many to Christian faith. Even their persecutors, seeing their faith, got converted, confessed that they too were Christians, and accepted martyrdom. The seed of the church grew very strong and powerful in the land wet with the blood of the martyrs. Even if we need not give up our life to preserve our faith, courage and sacrifice are necessary to follow the way of love and patience and forgiveness which Jesus showed us. With the spirit of sacrifice, let us take up the occasions that come our way to witness to forgiving love and selfless service, and thus own the courage of faith of the martyrs and live accordingly.